Hello and welcome to International Report. 6 months ago, New Zealand was rocked by two devastating terrorist attacks targeting mosques in Christchurch, which took the lives of 51 people. The government moved quickly to overhaul the country's gun laws, and as part of a nationwide buyback scheme, New Zealanders have until December to hand over their weapons. While the reforms have won widespread support, they've sparked anger among some licensed gun owners, such as hunters and farmers who say their livelihoods are at risk. Correspondent Rochelle Harrison reports from Wellington.
Your standard firearm in New Zealand, very classic, would just be a bolt-action rifle with a scope.
Rifles and shotguns line the walls of this outdoor supply store in Wellington, New Zealand. Housed under the same roof as fishing rods, camping gear and hiking boots. The gun shop sells firearms and ammunition alongside equipment for common outdoor hobbies. Whether it's hunting or recreational shooting, owner Wayne Chapman says these activities are a big part of the country's culture.
We've had a long tradition of hunting and also sport shooting. There's probably more participants in the sport of shooting than there are cricket or rugby in New Zealand. For people that live in New Zealand, very typically up till now, it's been a very rural environment, and a lot of people would use them for pest control on their farms, a bit of duck shooting and deer hunting as well.
Gun owners begin arriving at this firearms collection event before the doors have even opened. In the wake of the deadly attacks in Christchurch, the country's Labour government launched a national buyback scheme, offering financial compensation to people who surrender their guns before the 20th of December. Now, as part of tougher gun laws, most semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines are banned. Inspector Terry Van Dillen from New Zealand Police says more than 22,000 firearms have been handed in so far.
There are some people that are very emotional with some of their firearms, and we accept that, and we'll do everything to respect that. Where the firearms are old and been handed down through the family, it's quite an impact on them to actually have to give that fire up after many years or generations being in that family.
The crackdown and subsequent debate have divided not only New Zealand, but the firearm community itself. Some 250,000 gun licence holders, and among them, farmers and hunters.
You're only taking the weapons off the honest people.
The more guns that don't comply that we can get handed in, the better. It should have actually been sorted out years ago.
Hey, it's got to happen. You know, it's like anything. One bad apple spoils the bunch, doesn't it?
We don't have any need for semi-automatics. Military rifles are not, they're not a sporting rifle.
Groups like the Council of Licensed Firearms Owners accuse the government of rushing through ineffective, knee-jerk legislation. COLFO's spokesperson Nicole McKee says they deserve to be heard.
Well, you think that it's really important that the government starts to listen to some of the subject matter experts. They close the door on us. This first tranche of legislation has gone through without our help, without our assistance. There is no need to have a divide between firearm owners and general public, because those firearm owners are still general public.
For people like Tim Walland, hunting is a way of life, both as a source of food and as a method of pest control.
I hunt for meat, I hunt for my belly, hunt for my family. And we're doing the farmers and that favour a lot of the time, getting a lot of these animals off their farms. The pigs root up the ground and the pasture's gone and they can't feed their stock.
He also claims the sweeping overhaul targets the wrong people.
Law-abiding citizens who have obtained a firearms licence in a law-abiding way have now been made into criminals. It's very disappointing. There's no wiggle room.
Ooh, I think these deer have seen us.
Gun advocates like Tim and Nicole are hoping the government will consult them as it moves forward with further restrictions. Harsher penalties, stricter regulations and a national gun register are proving contentious as the country searches for common ground on a hot-button issue. This is Rochelle Harrison-Pless reporting for RFI from Wellington, New Zealand.